You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 1996.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 1996. I'm Fred Vobey, behind the microphone in the Sheetrock Announce booth, steering the console your way with your DX Audio Service. And if you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our office number is 419-228-4199. The fax number, 419-221-1609. Our new Musings to the Members number, 419-224-1609. And if you have internet capabilities, you might want to give us email at gmbc@alpha.wcoil.com. Well, I had probably one of the best birthday presents. Well, actually, it's not my birthday yet. It's the 28th of July. But the beginning of June, I had probably one of the best presents one can get if you're an amateur radio operator, and that is a neat call sign. As some of you may know or may not know, the Federal Communications Commission recently passed its vanity call sign. And what that calls for is that those of us who had a relative who was an amateur radio operator and is now deceased, you could seek their call sign. And in my case, I was looking at my grandfather's call sign, who has been Silent Key since 1948, but was heavy into CW and HF work before and after World War II. So basically, the 6th of June, I think it was, the call sign KBA-BMQ is no more. I'm now Whiskey 8 Hotel Delta Uniform, or as my friend Bob says, W8 Heavy Duty Ugly. So hopefully you'll hear me on the HF bands, doing some CW and maybe some SSB. You may hear the air conditioner going full bore here in the studio during this edition of the DX Audio Service. Usually I try to keep it quiet, but the outside temperature here in Lima is 94 degrees and the humidity was 87. So it was a little hot to leave the air conditioning off. So on this edition, you're going to be hearing the roar in the background because I'm going to stay cool. But let's jump right into this edition of the DX Audio Service because we got a lot of material to cover. Jerry Starr is not going to be with us on this edition of the DX Audio Service as he's recovering from eye surgery and can't read his scripts. So we're going to have a big parcel of AM Switch on our next edition. But right now, here's John Bowker.
He's got his recorders running, the doors are locked and he's gone. He's looking forward to another summer of fun.
You know some people are lazy, like lay.
Rather be laying by taking it easy.
But that's not John.
Big John Bowker,
now he's moving on.
He's out there working on the travel bar.
Working on the travel bar.
Everybody, today from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, right on Interstate 40. And if you hear the trucks going by, I guess that would explain it. There's a lot of truck traffic right here in the middle of Oklahoma. And today, let me tell you, we went up to see the site of the federal building bombing, the Mura building in Oklahoma City on Fifth Avenue. And I don't think, let's see, Linda was with me. Our granddaughter Joy was with us from Indiana. We simply weren't prepared for what we saw there. The building, of course, is completely gone. It's nothing but a grass plot. There's a fence with some wreaths and flowers and messages on it. But across Fifth Avenue, the buildings have not been removed. They look like a war zone. They're full of pock marks, windows blown out, the steels twisted in the building of the water department of Oklahoma City right across the street. And, oh, there's a YMCA at the top of the hill. By the way, the building is on the side of a hill. Well, it's a gentle hill. And at the top of the hill is a YMCA, beautiful-looking building, all covered with plywood. All the windows are gone, and I guess they simply didn't have an opportunity to rebuild it. Well, we just come from there, so forgive me if I'm moved. Well, hey, today we're going to hear from some of the stations operating at 1350 on the dial. That's a frequency for WHWH, and I guess some other stations in the U.S. too. Although the other stations don't really matter, of course, since I was only on WHWH at 1350. In fact, we're going to start way out west today. When I say way out west of this regional channel, I mean way out. 5,000 watts is the most transmitter power any station in the U.S. can use at 1350. So, what do you say? Let's travel two time zones west of Los Angeles and see what we find.
You found that Hawaii Country Sunshine, 1350 KIVO in Lihue, Kauai.
Well, that's KIVM out in Hawaii, and that's all we have from it. And sorry about the slight perturbation. We're going to come back east a ways now. Here's 13K.
13K is KLYD, Bakersfield's classic rock station. I'm Mr. Donna from 11 o'clock straight up. Here's Rick Springfield for you and Love Somebody.
That recording was sent in by Mark Strickert about 10 years ago. More recently, Linda and I were out that way, and just last year, we made this recording in Bakersfield, California.
Get back to more of the all-time classics. But first, CNN Radio News on the hour from KBID Bakersfield.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Sharon Ray. Prosecutors in the O.J. Simpson case are zeroing in on his whereabouts the night his ex-wife and a friend were killed.
Now, I don't know what happened in this little incident that you're about to hear from. I don't know how it could happen. My guess is that the woman announcer, I guess her name is what, Diana? She put together an 11:59 a.m. news teaser on tape and handed it to the control engineer. The control engineer, I don't know what he'd done. Listen to this. This is very awkward, I think. I hope it never happened to me.
11:59. Here are some of the stories you'll be hearing on the new news here at KSRO.
Hey, excuse me, Diana, but I think our local weather would be a little more germane right here. Look for some coastal low clouds, a little drizzle near the coast, otherwise partly cloudy with lows in the 40s. Coming up on NBC News at 4 o'clock, you're listening to North Bay News Talk, KSRO. KSRO Santa Rosa. This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Kevin Gordon.
You know, son John travels all over the place, nearly as much as Linda and I do. And 3 years ago, he was out in Idaho, and he picked up this 1350 ID.
In the forecast and warm temperatures throughout this afternoon, today's high expected to hit 95. Definitely warming up right now. It's 93 degrees and 4 o'clock at your country music station, 1350 KRLC Lewiston, AP Network News and Service to you this hour from Betty's World of Travel.
AP Network News. I'm Camille Bohannon.
Okay, next comes our first Spanish lesson of the day.
Esta es KABQ Albuquerque.
For you Easterners, that's KABQ in Albuquerque. Okay, we're headed up through the Raton Pass now into Colorado for some great sounds of your life. My life, anyway.
Mike Daniels weather at 5 past the hour, only on your unforgettable 1350 KGHF Pueblo. It's 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell. For a little while late today, you couldn't fly into or out of New York City.
And that's a problem? Well, let's see, a sharp right turn should take us into Kansas here, but wouldn't you know, they put us right back in Manhattan. Manhattan, Kansas, that is.
Step up CD and feel comfortable with your investment. Home Office, Salina, Kansas, member FDIC. KMAN, Manhattan, Kansas.
Abortion Day at the Supreme Court. With Mutual News, I'm Frank Jeffy.
And we next found ourselves driving in a thunderstorm, as you'll be able to tell.
KLHT 1350, serving Duncan and Comanche.
Nice cue, huh? KRHD in Duncan, Oklahoma, that is. That's 3 years old. And you think that storm went away? Oh, no, no, no. The storms don't go away in this part of the countryside. They just get worse.
T. Graham Brown from KCLQ-KEOK, Tahlequah, Oklahoma. It's 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for some more instant bargains coming up right after the news. We'll see you then.
Okay, and now some more for our Spanish students in the East.
Las letras son
K-C-O-R.
El número
1350 AM.
El nombre
La Tremenda Estéreo. This is K-C-O-R San Antonio. AM Stereo 1350. K-C-O-R La Tremenda. La estación número uno.
Baker agradece a España ser sede de conferencia de paz en el Medio Oriente. En la una de la tarde, Sandra Bojorquez informa en la estación de San Antonio KCOR La Tremenda en Madrid.
Okay, I guess that was pretty good. Down into Crawdad country.
This is WSMB audience, 1350 on your radio dial. Roy Robertson, Jeff Rock back on the Nut and Jeff Show, along with the WUG. Following the news from ABC, the American Broad. Casting company, listen. From ABC News, I'm Joe Gross, and this is World News This Morning for Friday, the 18th of October, 1985.
You know, I don't think that the script was worded quite the way he read it. How terrible.
Today's Christian Radio, AM 1350, KYXZ, Cabot, Jacksonville, Little Rock.
With news from Washington, this is Sharon Goskin. The Supreme Court has let stand a ruling that bars the distribution of Gideon Bibles to fifth graders in an Indiana public school system.
Oh, boy. That came from 1993. Yeah, I hate to admit it, but this next one came more recently and updates that station break. Except Linda and I were too far away when we made this recording, I'm afraid.
You're on the ball. Sports Radio 102.5, KBBL, FM and AM, Cabot Little Rock. The ball.
The Bengals bagged their big one. Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Berger, and here's what's happening.
Yeah, not very good. So we moved north a bit, and the weather cleared nicely.
Stock market reports and more. Your hometown local radio station 24 hours a day. KSLQ. You're listening to KSLQ, AM and FM, Washington.
It's 94 degrees at 4 o'clock. I'm Bob Lee with local news on KSLQ.
And that's Washington, Missouri, as you could probably tell. Mike Smith came up with this next ID on tape for the DX Audio Service.
Crowd on its feet in Philadelphia, trying to stir up some excitement for the Eagles offense. We'll be back in just a moment.
Conoco, hottest brand going.
You're listening to 1350 KRNT Des Moines.
12th time, dating all the way back to 1934, but the first time they've ever played in postseason. And the Redskins leading by 14.
Do you notice how they sneak a commercial in to a five-second station break when the station break lasts 5 seconds? That's real nice. We're going to move into the state of Minnesota, 10,000 Lakes.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
Around the world, around the clock, this is UPR News.
And not too far across
the
state.
We'll be on hand. Tickets are $7.50 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. For more information, call 870-7611. KCHK, AM and FM, New Prague and Waconia.
More pipe bombs discovered in Norfolk. With Mutual News, I'm Dave Puritan.
You know, about halfway from Minneapolis to Duluth, there's a station that Linda and I tried taping, oh, half a dozen times. Linda had an uncle living up in Duluth at one time. And in 1994, we finally got close enough on the hour to get this recording.
Mainly in the 70s for Sunday. It's 74 right now. And partly sunny at AM 1350, WCMP, Pine City.
News, I'm Catherine Cowdery. O.J. Simpson is back in a Los Angeles courtroom for another pretrial hearing in the double murder case against him.
That's Pine City in Minnesota, of course. Okay, time to take me out to the ball game. The football game.
220 to run off in the 1993 season, the regular season. Take a break while we have the chance. 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds on the Badger Football Radio Network.
You're listening to Badger Football on the New Country 100 WDDC in Portage and also AM 1350 WPDR.
Okay.
Daryl.
We're going to skirt around the metropolitan area of Chicago now.
Furniture Center at 2201 Southwest Adams in Peoria and downtown Chillicothe.
Now, more country favorites and Ray Webb on WXCL AM and FM, Pekin, Peoria.
That was from 1992, that ID. And then in 1995, here's what we got.
WOAM 1350 Peoria, a Kelly Communications station.
16 dead and a mess that defies description. The aftermath of Hurricane Luis on five eastern Caribbean islands.
Okay, we can get another one in here before we have to leave you.
From early morning till late at night, we're out gathering the latest news for you. Stay in touch with South Central Illinois' news, sports, and weather station, WJBD, AM and FM, Salem, Centralia.
Radio News. Senate Republican leader Bob Dole is not at all pleased with the Allies' new plan on Bosnia, which calls for setting up special safety zones for Muslims.
And the last one that John Espauker picked up in Indiana, his home state.
Good times, great oldies, and the best sports anywhere. WIOU Kokomo.
CBS News, I'm Dan Levine in Miami. The Canadian national anthem played as President Clinton arrived a few minutes ago in Ottawa for a two-day state visit to Canada.
Well, Fred, it's time for us to move on. We're going to be heading now for Albuquerque in Phoenix and on our way to Knoxville for the Labor Day convention, of course. Hey, I want to thank Tom Sanders and Christopher Roach for their contributions and comments to the travelogue this past month. I hope to hear from you both another time real soon, by the way. To come back to Knoxville just for another moment, I've made up the quizzes for the Sunday morning program. You'll see the travelogue recorded live right there in the Ramada Inn. You'll have a chance to win some prizes. So I'm hoping that you'll all be joining us right there. Until next month, this is John Bowker speaking for the travelogue. Oh, and speaking of all that, here's Tim Snowberger.
Thank you, Mr. Bowker. Boy, I'm just trying to get my head above water. Boy, if you're coming out this way this summer, you better hope that motorhome floats. Better off to bring a boat. I just kind of moved my way over here to a rooftop that I can perch myself on and maybe do the band scan from here. Remember last month I was predicting a drought in the Midwest this summer? Well, our forecast was a little off. All right. Actually, quite a bit off. Oh, well, another day, another opportunity to raise your bread prices. Either it's drought or it's flood, but one way or another, we're in trouble. The AM arrays are actually attuned for somewhere between drought and flood, and it turns out that even flood can reduce the daytime reception. So we're still amid a disaster, so keep that federal aid coming, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll keep the band scans coming your way as long as we can. The good news is that while it's wet, wet, wet here, the good news is we don't have to spend the day in Marshalltown, Iowa. We're going back to western New York State, where we were last month. You recall that Tim Hendel's expert guidance was leading us about the territory. We were hearing Canadians and U.S. stations alike. We got up to 900 kilohertz in that famous CHML signal that I get out here once in a while when Fred inauspiciously pulled the plug on us, but we got it connected back up. We'll continue from there and go for the top this month on the band scan from your DXAS.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami with a band scan of Western New York and Southern Ontario Radio, 910 CKLY, Lindsay.
It's coming around to 16 minutes away from 10 o'clock, 16 before 10, and let me get a few words on the air from some of our fine sponsors, and we'll come back and get you your horoscope, okay? Current temp check for Golden Gate, Lindsay, up to 22 degrees. We're on the way to a high of about 23, 24 today under sunny skies. Winds actually will be coming at us out of the northwest at 20 to 40. That should be good for some of the mariners out there.
930 WBEN Buffalo News Talk.
Winning New York State lottery numbers are available 24 hours a day from WBEN and Value Home Centers. Call the talking phone book, 844-1111, and punch in 4141.
Good morning, Buffalo. I'm Bill O'Loughlin, sitting in for vacationing Gary McNamara on the Gary McNamara Show. Nice to see you, so to speak. Glad to have you aboard right here on News Talk 930 WBEN. 644-985-1800-616-9236.
940.
I was only attacked once in 22 years. I did 4,300 episodes.
Just a little bit of CBM in Montreal certainly wouldn't get that if you were right in the city, because 950 WBBF Rochester, traditional rock station during the days of AM rock, now doing kind of a music of your life format.
Looking for something to do? Well, you call the WBBF Fun phone anytime for events around town at 222-4FUN.
960 in Kingston, Ontario. For many years it was CKWS, but it's now CFFS, I believe. Good Time Oldies. That is a syndicated Canadian oldies service. And Broadcast News, which you'll hear. I think Broadcast News is also some kind of a syndicated service.
You're listening to Kingston's first choice for news and information. 960 CFFS.
Then 980 used to be CHEX in Peterborough. I don't know if they use the same call letters or not, but they also belong to Good Time Oldies. And yes, in fact, when they're playing a song, you can switch from 960 to 980 and they'll be playing the same song.
We're 17 or 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, another Oldies Music Marathon from Peterborough's All Oldies radio station. Good Time Oldies. 80 Cruise.
Good morning, I'm Jack Kano with Dion's The Wanderer on your Oldies Specialist. We're GTO, Good Time Oldies.
But 980 is substantially interfered with by 990 WCMF AM in Rochester. During their morning show, which is called Brother Wheeze, they simulcast the FM, and then they do sports most of the rest of the day, including the Rochester Red Wings AAA baseball.
A lot of times I'll get the name of somebody who admires you more than you admire them. So, do you know of a John, at work or something?
Oh, John's the guy that buys the hookers downtown.
Very good, Lee. He's a psychic.
There's lots of them. Yeah. Okay, there'll be a J-initial guy real soon.
1010 CFRB Toronto, News Talk. And those of you who listen to shortwave, remember that CFRB is broadcast on shortwave on the frequency of 6070. Often comes in pretty well in the early morning and throughout much of the day in parts of the Northeast where you can't get the AM station.
When we come back, we may have some postscript to this, a call or two if you'd like, at 872-1010 or Star Talk on a cellular phone, Star 8255, and toll free out of town, 1-800-561-CFRB. We'll be back with more in a moment here on The Source, CFRB 1010.
CFRB's 24-hour traffic watch continues.
Then 1030 WYSL in Avon, New York, spelled A-V-O-N. Other places they say Avon, but in New York they say Avon, a news talk station serving the greater Rochester area.
Ginny Lou, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi there.
This is Jenny. My problem is, I don't know if it's a problem, but I was wanting somebody else's advice besides my own.
1050 CHUM, CHUM in Toronto, Oldies.
1050 CHUM regrets that due to certain restrictions in the Broadcast Act, there have been places in the world, albeit remote, where frequent listeners couldn't enjoy great oldies. Until now. This week's CHUM Frequent Listener Prize is a Sony Discman. A wonderful prize, unless it's empty. So CHUM solved that, too. We're throwing in the new 1050 CHUM Chart CD. Great oldies to go.
I think that is a particularly clever promo. This GE World Monitor 2 radio seems to have a little letdown in sensitivity between 1050 and 1150, so some of the following stations won't come in quite as well as they ought to. 1080 WUFO in Buffalo, a black station.
Prairie, Buffalo, Western New York, and Southern Ontario. The legendary 1080 AM WUFO, Amherst, Buffalo.
1120 WHTT in Buffalo, an oldies station that simulcasts their FM, except on Sundays when they have Polish programming.
1104, Buffalo's only station for good times. Great oldies and another, 10 in a row.
1140 WCJW in Warsaw, New York.
But I still think we're beginning to see some patterns of what may happen over the long run.
Well, in year one, then, of the calendar year 1994, do you have any large numbers as far as the exports to Mexico and Canada versus the imports from there?
And 1150 CKOC Hamilton, an oldies station. Oldies 1160 WPIE in Trumansburg, New York.
Or hot country on WPIE.
That is Martina McBride sounding marvelous. That's her brand new song, Safe in the Arms of Love. She's on tour right now.
1180, I think everybody knows what that is.
This is a test. WHAM in Rochester is conducting a local test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test. 1180 WHAM Rochester now salutes our servicemen and women around the world with the playing of our national anthem, today by the Perrington Concert Band. We'll tell you what happened overnight and while you were at work. Check in often. News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester.
No, folks, I didn't plan that test. It just happened. And WHAM does do that national anthem thing every day at noon. From the way the announcement is worded, you would think that they might have different local bands and choirs doing the national anthem each day, and I thought they would, and I might have recorded some of them. However, during the whole 2.5 weeks that I was in New York, they always had the same anthem. So now we move on to 1230 WECK in Buffalo. Carries exactly the same music of your life type satellite format as WBBF 950 in Rochester.
Mike Riley with an AM 1230 news update.
1240 WGVA Geneva, typical small town station.
Coming in from the east, if you're coming from the Geneva area, if you go to Canandaigua, take County Road 4. You'll avoid a lot of the traffic that way.
1250 CHWO Oakville, Ontario. Seems to play mostly oldies. 1270 WHLD Niagara Falls, very difficult to get where I was located, but an interesting station. In addition to religious programming, they have a lot of different foreign language programs. I even had heard an Arabic program on there one time. And then 1280 WHTK in Rochester, Hot Talk. They have just been bought by 1180 WHAM, such that they even advertise each other's programming.
You're listening to WHLD AM 1270. You're listening to the Voice of Color broadcast.
Forecasters say another 4 to 8 inches of rain is expected in places that already got a lot of rain last night. There are also two hurricanes to keep an eye on. Hurricanes Umberto and Iris are still several days away from making land.
1300 WXRL Lancaster, suburban Buffalo, a country station.
Our time is 10:05 on Super Country 13 WXRL, and welcome to the Lancaster Depew Show. Bill Terrell here with you for the next 3 hours.
1340 WLVL Lockport, small town news talk.
Quality chiropractic care for the whole family. That's what you'll find at the Curbs Chiropractic Center, now at 126 Professional Parkway in Lockport.
CKDO 1350 Good Time Oldies in Oshawa, Ontario.
Great oldies and good time. CKDO.
WXXI WXXI in Rochester. Rochester has both an AM and an FM NPR station. This is the AM one, carries most of the talk stuff such as Morning Edition and All Things Considered.
Your number to call us is 263-WXXI, 263-9994, or join us on the internet,
your internet-connected computer can reach us here in the studio almost instantaneously if you send your comments to talk1370@vivinet.com. Either way, you're going to get your question on the air very, very quickly, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. I'm Bob Smith. It's 1370 Connection on WXXI 1370.
1400 WWWS in Buffalo, and I'm not sure if that last letter is S as in Sierra or F as in Foxtrot. Maybe someone out there knows. I'm told that their format is described as black oldies.
Come to any Madison floor covering location today to see for yourself how gorgeous and tough a Futura floor can be. Stop in for a free Congolian by Futura estimate. Madison Floors, Sheridan in Tonawanda, George Urban Boulevard at Union in Cheektowaga, and Grant Street in Buffalo.
Then 1420 WACK Newark, New York. Yes, Newark, New York, not New Jersey. And they seem to be having some kind of a syndicated talk show.
Boy, I'm telling you, I'd do this every week just so I could listen to that sounder. That was so darling. I mean, Maria brought kids in here to make that. And Bob did his whole thing with the music and everything. I just think it's cute.
1430, the other half of that swap that I told you about with 590 in Toronto. CKYC was the call. I assume it's still the same call. Anyway, the country format is now on 1430, and as you may recall, the sports format is now on 590.
Michael Forbes, you got it on Country Music Radio.
Here's Carlene Carter.
And One Love on Country Music Radio.
1440 WJJL Niagara Falls. 1450 CHUC in Cobourg and Port Hope, Ontario, another small town Ontario station. 1460 WWWG, 3WG, a Christian station in Rochester with a lot of foreign language stuff on the weekends.
I said, if the state's going to buy air conditioning, I'd rather see them give it to the seniors than to the prisoners.
Latest forecast for the Cobourg Port Hope area, sunshine today with cloudy periods. A bit breezy, and you know what? The high only going to reach 20 degrees today, so you maybe want to keep that sweater on this afternoon. Sunshine, a high, again, a cool 22 degrees with Glass Tigers on CHUC.
Another thing that keeps us from it is our priorities are off. Because one answer that a lot of people will give about worship is, I don't have time.
1490 WBTA in Batavia, New York. And I wish I had time to do a whole feature on WBTA. In my opinion, one of the very best radio stations at serving a small community with news and affairs that affect that community rather than just pulling stuff off the satellite.
1490 Radio WBTA, we're 15 minutes away from 11 o'clock, and that means ABC News at the top of the hour will have a headline report of news for you. Some news you'll be of interest in, Genesee Memorial Hospital offering free blood pressure screening this afternoon. That's from 1 until 3 o'clock. The Attica Fireman's Carnival this weekend, a lot of fun is going to be had with chicken barbecue tomorrow night, also Desperado performing. The other thing you might check out, I mean, a lot of good fire department benefits this weekend. So if you're saying, oh, there's nothing to do, nonsense, there is a lot to do, and we help keep you up to date here at 1490 Radio, WBTA, keeping you in touch in the Genesee country. We're about 12 minutes before the hour.
1520 KB, now officially WWKB in Buffalo, news, talk, and sports.
As a Chicago boy and a lifelong White Sox fan, are you devastated, or do you know that it's just like a bad year and they'll be back in action next year?
And 1540 CHIN, Chin in Toronto, foreign language station, has mostly Italian during the day and other languages at night. They also have an FM station which has different foreign language programming.
Fa 2005, allora il broker ha scelto un'altra assicurazione che gli ha fatto un prezzo più basso.
Sì, sì, sì.
E noi non lo sappiamo, ma potrebbe essere così.
And we'll finish this tour of Western New York, Southern Ontario, with a station that I once nominated right here on the DX Audio Service as the world's worst radio station, WASB in Brockport, New York at 1590. And they have not improved, except that they're now on frequency. For a long time, they were off frequency, causing a heterodyne to DXs at night. They seem to be on frequency now. They're a Christian station. Both the presentation and the technical quality are terrible. For the past 3 or 4 years, every time I've gone up to New York, I've noticed that they have transmitter problems, overmodulation. Sometimes they splatter down as low as 1500. and they never seem to fix their equipment.
Listening to WASB 1590 AM. This is your Christian music station in Brockport, New York. The time is 12 o'clock. Coming up for you at 12 o'clock, we'll have a good preacher for you. Already in progress.
Expressed on the preceding program are those of the speakers and are not necessarily those of this station or VCY America.
Presenting programs of inspiration.
Smile. It can improve your face value. That's what somebody said.
Jim, I swear I did not edit that tape ever since they said VCY America. All that stopping and starting and messing around, that's them. That ain't me.
Thank you, Mr. Handel. An excellent report as usual, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, I have contacted the Federal Disaster Relief Office in Des Moines, and they tell me that the only way these waters will recede is if you start sending material to the bandscan column. I'm standing high atop my roof at the moment, and I don't know how much longer I can hold out. But if you have some piece of radio material you believe would be of interest to the column, send it this way or else. My name is Jim Snowberger, and I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. Oh, gee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti with radio station news for DXers. Topping the news this edition, Caribbean splits are disappearing, new European DX targets, and a South African country is leaving the airwaves. Caribbean Christian Radio out of the Turks and Caicos Islands has moved from 1025-1026 kilohertz back to 1020. The superpower 1020 is still an easy target for North American Atlantic Coast listeners, despite KDKA Pittsburgh and Mundial Margarita Venezuela also on 1020 kilohertz. That means DXers to the west will no longer have the luxury of this easy catch. However, Turks and Caicos can still be logged on the oddball frequency of 532 kilohertz, where Spanish language Christian programming can be heard on Radio Vision Cristiana. Another Caribbean split has made the move to a standard 10 kilohertz dial position. ZJB Montserrat has moved from 885 kilohertz to 880. This according to email reports from DXer David Crawford in Florida, whose reception has confirmed the move of ZJB, or ZJB as they say in the Caribbean. Once an easy target on the essentially clear channel split frequency of 885 kilohertz, Montserrat will now be a much more difficult country to log on 880 kilohertz, having to compete with WCBS New York, Cuba, and the Mundial Venezuela station, among others. In European station news, 1593 kilohertz in Germany is back on the air, now with Christian programming, including contemporary Christian music. 1593 was a German powerhouse and easy target for Eastern North American listeners before going off the air in 1995. This station is expected to be once again widely heard this fall. And keep an ear on 1566 kilohertz, where Switzerland is expected to be on the air shortly with an oldies music station. 1566 has been a good frequency for logging the Azores and Tunisia, so it will be interesting to hear how Switzerland affects reception of these targets. And DXers have until October to log Lesotho on medium wave and short wave frequencies. The BBC is planning to shut down facilities in Lesotho, which will also terminate local shortwave Radio Lesotho broadcasts. The BBC broadcasts on 1197 kilohertz from Lesotho, the single target from this country for medium wave DXers, which also serves as an indicator of propagation conditions for other more difficult medium wave targets from Africa. While there's always the possibility that another broadcast organization will take over the Lesotho facilities, better log Lesotho on 1197 now if you can, before they go off in October. There's a chance that Lesotho may never return as a medium wave DX country again. And that's the latest news from the National Radio Club's DX News International DX Digest. Speaking of African medium wave reception, the Voice of America, broadcasting from the island nation of Sao Tome and Principe on 1530 kilohertz, is a good target for Eastern North American DXers. The broadcasts are parallel Voice of America African service shortwave frequencies. Here's an example of reception of Sao Tome on 1530 kilohertz and one of the shortwave parallel frequencies, 7170 kilohertz. Listen carefully. This is a good example of how shortwave parallels can help you identify a station starting on 7170. This is VOA News.
News of the hour, Tom. News Tom is on the Voice of America. I'm John Bouchard in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Warren Christopher meets the leaders of Serbia, Croatia, and Bosnia-Herzegovina in Geneva today to lay the groundwork for Bosnian elections in September. Preparing.
And now I'll switch over to 1530.
Kornblum held a stormy meeting in Belgrade with Serbian leader Slobodan.
And you can hear the news continuing. And, of course, that's WSAI Cincinnati fading in with their jingle and ID. The islands of Sao Tome and Principe are located just off the Atlantic coast of Africa, near the West Central African nations of Gabon and Equatorial Guinea, with the main island located on the equator. Portuguese is the primary language of Sao Tome, once one of many Portuguese African colonies, now an independent nation. Voice of America broadcasts on 1530 are usually in English or sometimes in Portuguese. However, if you hear Portuguese on 1530, keep in mind that it could also be from Spanish and Portuguese language station WDJZ Bridgeport, Connecticut. Here's an ID recorded in the morning during Spanish Christian programming on WDJZ.
You're listening to the all-new WDJZ Bridgeport.
This daytime-only station has been known to stay on late during the summer months, carrying Portuguese programming parallel WFNW 1380 Naugatuck, Connecticut. Here's an ID recorded at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Em novembro, faremos pedir todos os ouvintes, já que um resto estava muito frio, fica a promessa de vir estar amanhã à mesma hora, a partir das 16 horas. You are listening to WFMW 1380 AM Naugatuck, Connecticut, and WDW 1530 AM Bridgeport, Connecticut. Rádio Press, excelência de rádio.
Your best bet for reception of the Sao Tome VOA broadcasts on 1530 will be just before 0300 UTC when the VOA service to Africa signs on with the Yankee Doodle interval signal. Good luck listening for this one and the BBC Lesotho. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Now is the time to send Ron Musco your votes for National Radio Club International DXer of the Year and Domestic DXer of the Year. Nominated for Domestic DXer of the Year, Frank Aiden Jr. and Kermit Gary. And for International DXer of the Year, Gene Brunel and Al Merriman. The deadline for all the votes is August the 15th. The awards will be presented at the 1996 National Radio Club Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee, over Labor Day weekend. Please send your votes to Ron Musco at Post Office Box 118, Poquonic, that's P-O-Q-U-O-N-O-C-K, Connecticut, 06064-0118, or email him at muscorj@hsdwl.utc.com. Dr. Adrian Peterson of Adventist World Radio wrote to us to let us know that VOAR in St. John's, Newfoundland is now on the air 24 hours a day at 1210 kilohertz with 10,000 watts of power, carrying an overnight relay of the soundtrack from satellite station 3ABN in southern Illinois. He says that this arrangement is experimental at this point, but may give North American DXers a good opportunity to log VOAR and Newfoundland. From the 1996 convention host, Steve Francis, he writes, "The 63rd Annual National Radio Club Convention welcomes you to beautiful East Tennessee, home of the most visited national park in North America. On the edge of the Great Smoky Mountains, Knoxville is within an hour's drive of Dollywood, the Museum of Atomic Energy, Gatlinburg, Biltmore House, and so much more. Lakes, majestic mountains, just about everything but the beach. Three major interstates, 40, 75, and 81, traverse East Tennessee. This year's convention site, the Ramada Inn, is located at the junction of 40 and 75, just off exit 378, and their address is 323 Cedar Bluff Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37923. Special convention rates are $48.50 for single and double, and $56.50 for triple and quad. Registration fee, including the banquet, is $40. The Ramada's telephone number is area code 423-693-7330. Specify the National Radio Club when making your reservations. If you have any questions, contact Steve Francis at 1620 Lodge, L-O-D-G-E Street, Alcoa, A-L-C-O-A, Tennessee, 37701, or telephone area code 423-982-3122 between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Hopefully we'll see you in Knoxville, Tennessee, August 30th through September the 2nd at the National Radio Club Convention.
At the tone, please flip the tape to side 2.
The best music on the best station.
Say yeah.